Secretary General Susan Moore notified Prime Minister of New Zealand in a letter on April 28, 2005, that the UN has fulfilled its legal obligations under the agreement approved by the General Assembly in 2008. Cambodia sent its notification to the UN in November. According to a UN press statement, official pledges and compromises were now in place to fund the staffing of the two extraordinary chambers and their operations at the same period of time. One court would conduct the trials of those accused of killing thousands of civilians during the 1970s, while the other would hear appeals within the existing justice system. The communal budget for the files is about $56.3 million, of which $43 million is to be paid by the UN and $13.3 million by the government of Cambodia. The Protein Conference last month raised about $38.5 million of the UN share. Secretary General reaffirmed that the United Nations looks forward to the expeditious implementation of the agreement, and no effort will be spared on his part to help ensure that the extraordinary changes in our related institutions are established as soon as possible, and that we begin to come from promptly, the statement said. Administrative arrangements in this regard are now underway. The Protein Conference of the United Nations Assistance to the Khmer Rouge Trials indicates the pledge of April 28, 2005, a total amount of $38.48 million with the establishment of the extraordinary chambers for the prosecution under Cambodian law, the fine committed during the period of the Democratic Dictatorship, 4.52 million short of the goal of 43 million. The extraordinary chambers for the Khmer Rouge Trials are part of an agreement between the United Nations and the government of Cambodia, ratified by that government on October 19, 2004. The agreement stipulates, among other things, that the expenses of the extraordinary chambers should be borne by voluntary contributors from the international community. The draft agreement was approved by the General Assembly on May 13, 2002, and it adopted the corresponding resolution without a vote. The other part of the meeting, Warren Tech, Acting Controller, Department of Management, read out a statement on behalf of the United Nations Secretary General, Kofi Annan. He said that after many years of negotiations, the legal framework is now in place to establish extraordinary changes within the existing structure of Cambodia for the prosecution of crimes committed during a period of democratic dictatorship. If that framework was to be put into practice, member states would need to be joined for voluntary contributions. The estimated total budget for the 3 years is $56.3 million, a fair amount to share the United Nations, and through voluntary contributions would be $43 million. Cambodia's government would provide the remaining $13.3 million. The process of setting up the extraordinary chambers could only begin once enough money had been raised to fund their staffing and operations. This condition will be met when pledges of the full 3 years have been received, along with the actual contributions for the first year. The programs committed under the Khmer Rouge were of a character and scale that it is still almost impossible to comprehend, according to the Secretary General. The victim of those horrific crimes had waited too long for justice. The Secretary General added that these generous contributions send a message that the international community will do its part to ensure that, however late and however imperfect, the community will not remain unchallenged, and a measure of justice will be done. That will be a precious and important gift to Cambodia. Closing the Protein Conference into the historical context, Sean Bishop, Executive Secretary of the Royal Task Force on Khmer Rouge Trials, in a message read out on behalf of Cambodia's Deputy Prime Minister, Sean Bishop, noted that this critical, if not marks the 30th anniversary of Mary Ruby's claim to power. Since April 17th, 1975, the people had celebrated the end of a bitter and tragic war, flooding the streets of Phnom Penh to welcome the liberating troops. That happiness, however, had been short-lived, plunged into a nightmare that lasted 3 years, 8 months, and 20 days. Cambodia had lost a quarter of the population, about 3 million people to starvation, untreated illness, torture, and execution. He was confident that the extraordinary changes would not only meet Cambodia's needs for justice, but would also provide a net report using international standards. It had taken a generation to arrive at the current moment, and there was only one final hurdle to jump before establishing the extraordinary changes, namely, securing the $56.3 million needed for the extraordinary changes to function for a 3-year period. The vote for the 30th anniversary would be replaced with the knowledge that the long delayed process of achieving justice for the people of Cambodia would at last be implemented. Senior conference leader, Secretary General Kofi Annan, conveyed his gratitude to the government for the major changes. He said the process of new to the establishment of the extraordinary changes an important step forward. Representatives of some countries, such as the United Kingdom, explained that their purpose was contingent on the national budgetary procedures. For the same reason, other countries, including the Republic of Korea, said that their purpose were only intended for the first year, while further commitments would be made for the following years. The representative of the United States said that over the last decade, the country has paid $7 million for documentation and research costs for the crime committed in Cambodia. Legislative restraints would have been possible to fight on this war tribunal. The first amounts are the following: Japan, 21,600,000; France, 4,800,000; United Kingdom, 2,870,000; Australia, 2,350,000; Netherlands, 2,000,000; Canada, 1,610,000; Germany, 1,000,000; Norway, 1,000,000; Denmark, 525,000; Austria, 360,000; Sweden, 150,000; Republic of Korea, 150,000; Luxembourg, 66,000. This information has been provided by the Department of Public Information of the United Nations. This program has been produced by Radio Musical and has studios in Madrid on May 8, 2005. Thank you.